You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Anthony DeComo for MLB.com, here with Mets catcher Kevin Plawecki. Kevin, I guess the first thing I want to ask you is, you have the privilege of catching some of the best starting pitchers in the game. You've been doing it since last year. What is that like to be behind the plate for these guys who are widely considered the best rotation in the game?
I'm very lucky to be in the position that I'm in, but you know, ultimately it's a lot of fun every night going out there and working with such a great staff and such great pitchers and great people on top of that. Just makes a lot of fun for me and you know, something that, you know, gets me really excited to come to the ballpark every day.
Yeah, I mean, you came up last year and you made your major league debut. I'm sure that was nerve-wracking enough in itself, but to come up and then, first of all, you started playing more than you probably thought you were because Travis d'Arnaud struggled through injuries last year, but second of all, just to come up and catch these guys on a daily basis, what was that like at that point in your career?
Yeah, well, I learned a lot last year, you know, offensively, defensively, but the pitching staff and these guys made it such an easy adjustment for me, just the way that we were able to communicate and, you know, our relationship, just that we even started here in spring training, made that process for me when I came up a lot easier and you know, they helped me out a lot, and, you know, hopefully I helped them a little bit as well.
And they throw hard pretty much across the board. I think I read you actually had to get a new catcher's mitt at some point last year. Is that right?
I didn't, actually. I had a few holes in it, but it lasted all the way to the end. So it took a beating, but it got me through the year.
New one this spring?
New one this year. Yeah, new one this year.
You think this one will last? I mean, we've got a whole season of Syndergaard now, a whole season of Mats.
Yeah.
You think this one will last you until September?
I hope so, but I'm already starting to break in a new one just in case it doesn't last.
Tell me about your big league debut coming up. You know, you weren't in the minors for that long coming out of college, but what was that experience like when you finally did debut last summer?
It was a dream come true, and you know, something that you know, came probably before I expected it to, just given the circumstances of the Travis. It happened sooner, but you know, it was everything that I could have asked for, and just to go along with it was. Last season was something that I'll remember forever. I mean, don't go to the World Series too often, let alone you know, my first year was a great experience. But hopefully we can go back and you know, win it this time.
What sticks out the night of your debut? I mean, was it whether it was having family and friends there, whether it was the moment you stepped out on the field in uniform for the first time? What do you remember most about that?
Yeah, I'd say just warming up and, you know, my first throw to second base, you know, in between innings, I knew I didn't know where it was going to go. So I spiked it, but, you know, my family was there, had a lot of friends there. I'll always remember that. And, you know, my first at bat, just being pretty jittery and nervous in the box and just trying to put the bat on the ball, and was able to actually barrel something, but hit it right to Freddie Freeman. I won't forget it, but just was happy to even make contact at that point, and got two more hits that game. You know, really something I'll never forget.
So you have as much experience, as we talked about, with this pitching staff as anyone. I want to go through them real quick. Just what's it like to catch these guys individually? And we'll start with Matt Harvey. What is it like? What does he bring to the table when you're behind the plate for him?
Well, you know, he's going to be consistent. You know, he's going to be around the zone with all of his pitches. And you know, when he needs to throw balls out of the zone, he can do that. So he's got familiarity, and he's very comfortable throwing every pitch in any count. And I think that's what makes him so successful.
How about Jacob DeGrom?
Same way. He pounds his own. You know, hits his spots very well. Great off-speed stuff. And another guy, what makes this whole staff in general as a whole so good is that they can throw their second, third pitches, fourth pitches for strikes, for balls, whenever they want to. And when you can keep those batters off balance, you know, like they all can, you know, DeGrom's just another example. He can do that as well. It makes him so good.
There's a lot of people who might say that Noah Syndergaard actually is the best stuff, the best pure stuff of anyone on the staff. And you caught him in the minors as well as the majors. So what do you see from him?
Yeah, his stuff's very electric. He's got a lot of movement on his fastball. His breaking pitches are sharp. His changeup he's worked a lot on, and it's come a long way since I caught him in the minor leagues, which is very good. He's even starting to throw a slider now. So he's got, you know, 3-4 good pitches, you know, and especially when they're all working, it's a lot of fun to catch, and it's very hard for the opposing team to hit. So
the only guy on the staff coming from the left side, obviously, would be Steven Matz. Up briefly last year and then pitched in the playoffs. What have you seen from him so far?
He's got electric stuff. He's obviously got a hard fastball. His breaking ball is very sharp, especially from the left side. You don't see that too often. He's got great life on everything. So they all pound the zone really well. They all throw strikes, and they all know how to mix and change speeds really well without tipping pitches or giving away any sort of pitches to the opposing team. So they're all fun to work with, and they're all unique in their own way, and I think that's what makes them so good.
Probably the guy you've personally seen the least would be Zach Wheeler, because he was out all of last year. Mm-hmm. But in your dealings with him, I mean, what do you see out of him?
Another guy that throws the ball hard. I haven't caught him a whole lot. Caught him last, a couple years ago, just briefly in some bullpens. But looking forward to catching him, again this season, and looking forward to working with him more.
And every guy we've talked about throws essentially 95 plus. So what's it like every fifth day when all of a sudden Bartolo Colon comes out and you get that totally different look?
Well, Bartolo is one of those guys that he lives on the corners, and he has great off speed stuff, and he gets guys out. He gets the job done, and he has such a great mind and such a great idea of what he's doing on the mound. It's taught me a lot on how to call games, and it's a pleasure working with him, and especially being a veteran guy like he is. It's a lot of fun.
Down here, I'll ask you finally, we're down here for 7 weeks in Port St. Lucie. I think some of you guys are down here even longer than that. I know you like to golf. What do you do with your free time? Is it pretty much just going out there and playing 9 holes every night, or is it, what else do you do?
It just kind of depends. At this point, it's more about just kind of relaxing. But when I get down here about the beginning of February, so those days are a lot shorter and a lot less using a lot less energy on a day-to-day basis. So I tend to golf a lot more during those times. But once camp starts, it's baseball time, and I'll get out and play golf every once in a while, but not as much as I would when I first get down here.
Have you played Cespedes yet?
I haven't played them yet, but I want to soon. So hopefully we'll make that happen. If not, hopefully one of these off days during the season we'll be able to get out and play.
Could you possibly beat him?
He said he played 9 holes yesterday and shot 1 under, so I'm not that good. I know that, so. I'm just looking forward to seeing him, and I've heard a lot of good things about him on the course, so I'm ready to see it with my own eyes.
Consider it another challenge for the season ahead. That's Kevin Plawecki, Mets catcher. I'm Anthony DeComo for MLB.com. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.